Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Still a lot more coming at you. Hey,
listen up. My name is Matt Foley. I'm a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced. And every morning I listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show when I wake up in a van down by the river. Go on and laugh. At least the radio works.
Made it to another Friday. We're already about halfway through the month of January. How about that? It's January the 15th. Hey, we got old Big Show crew, John Boy and Billy. And Billy.
Yeah.
Tater and home on the cam. Hey, baby.
Hello.
Randy, Jackie, and Andy behind the glass. All right.
Wow.
And of course, y'all.
And no, before anybody asks, the Big Show is the only thing Tater does with the camera, okay? You can't subscribe to anything else.
I don't know. There was a couple of things happening yesterday you were out of the room for.
That right, Miss Good Stuff?
Uh-huh. She was doing some impersonations, we'll say.
Well, let's see. What's national today? It's besides the Big Show. And, it's National Booch Day.
Huh?
Says a delicious way to celebrate with kombucha fans.
Oh, okay.
Current in use, so what is booch? Well, kombucha or booch is a lightly effervescent fermented beverage with a bold, invigorating taste.
It's gross.
Yeah. What is it? I still don't know what it is. Just some kind of drink.
They fermented tea. Is that right?
Fermented tea, something like that.
It sounds like a great idea when you describe it that way.
Just the name. Kombucha.
So let me see if I can clarify. It's a lightly effervescent fermented beverage.
Yeah, I heard that.
With a bold, invigorating taste.
All right. Oh, it says it has billions of live probiotics in every bottle. That sounds like yummy.
Means bugs.
It'd be like a superfood, like a super drink. Yeah.
But do things go better with booch? Because if not, I'm sorry. I'm out.
You make beer out of it. So yes.
There's something more simple. It's National Hat Day. We all know
about
that.
How does that work?
Wear one. It's National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. Strawberry ice cream got their own day. Like that? Did y'all get the, what do you call when it's the three flavors?
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan, yeah. That's the way to do it right there, man. Good. And it's National Bagel Day. Don't forget to pick your favorite schmear, too. Make it for breakfast, lunch, or snack, or all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bagel. Put a little butter on that.
Toast it
in the oven.
Yeah.
And that Philadelphia cream cheese.
Yep.
Yeah. I like strawberry cream cheese. You ever put that? That's my favorite bagel topping right there.
You ever have the honey walnut on a
No, bagel? I haven't.
Oh, dude.
I might have to check that out.
Nutella? Ever tried Nutella on one?
Nutella? No.
Oh, that's good, too.
Spoken like a true kombucha guy.
All right, well, we got 3 dates in history saved up. Get out our first prize pack and get you ready for Outburst in Minnesota. Let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we playing for, big old Happy Herd prize pack. Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. Go to BigShow.com, click on Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout. You get 25% off your order of Happy Herd. All right.
And you'll get a sample of booch.
Okay, you're going to have to mail it out now. Let's do our 3 dates in history, where we'll get our categories. January 15th, it was 1943, the construction of the Pentagon was completed. The giant office building contains more than 6.5 million square feet. Our office space, 17 miles of hallways, and more than 284 bathrooms. There's a military joke that the Pentagon is spy-proof because no spy will enter the building for fear of getting lost.
It's big. And the guy, the general that supervised the construction of the Pentagon, was also the guy that was over the A-bomb project out in the middle of the desert at the end of World War II. He went right from one job to the next. Yeah.
Give my resume.
Back to back.
All right. We'll move up to 1998, one of Britain's most famous fugitives, a runaway pig named Butch Cassidy, was captured 8 days after escaping with his buddy, the Sundance Pig. So they got away from a London slaughterhouse and swam through an icy river to freedom. So after live TV coverage of the capture, the owner agreed to spare the lives of the new hog heroes. The Sundance Pig, however, remained at large.
See you later, Ebba B, bitches.
And finally, it was on this date, three teenagers who went streaking through a Spokane, Washington restaurant watched in horror as a thief drove off in their car, which they left running to make a fast getaway. So they were naked in below 0 degree temperatures. Mm. The three youngsters huddled behind cars in a nearby parking garage until police arrived.
But it was so cold they had to be released for lack of evidence.
There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Across America, we play Outbursts. Next. Good morning. It is Friday. We tickled to death to be here. Be sure to check out the video today when you get a chance right there at thebigshow.com. You missed Nature Boy picking Alabama-Ohio State game yesterday. You got to check that out, too. Matter of fact, you miss any of them. They're all right there when you make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. All right, then. Let's do it. Get our winning beginning, boy.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Robbie from Columbus, Georgia.
We'll have a big showtime.
Robbie!
John Boy!
Hey, Robbie! Coming in hot out of Columbus this morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, man. We all good. Hi there, Robbie. Pulling for you. Let's see if I can find out my dates in history.
They're probably somewhere on the show.
They're probably somewhere there when I laid them back down. And
they can put them over there. I've got one, John.
All right, thank you very much. All right. Like a well-oiled machine. Whale oil. It's very popular with the
Eskimos.
But usually burn in lamps. But yeah.
All right, Robin, now we are ready. In 5 seconds. We need three things on a construction site. Ready? Go.
Bulldozers, supplies, and workers.
All right, that'll work. With your workers? All right, Robin, now. Three farm animals. Ready? Go.
Pigs, cows, and horses.
Bam, 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 and for the win, three places you can be naked. Ready? Go.
In the bed. In the bathtub and shower.
All righty. Take your word for it, Robbie. That's a win right there.
All right.
I don't really care. I don't really care for that creepy pause. Like you were giving us time to visualize.
Well, I'm visualizing every night with my wife.
That a boy.
Show off.
Oh, it just got creepier.
Uh-huh. All right, Robin. Well, your prize pack headed down to Columbus, the entertainment capital of the world.
I appreciate it, John Boy.
All right, buddy.
Can I get a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Roll Tide.
You did it. Bye, bottom of the hour, Tom, at the top of your news. Right on the other side. But a call out for Happy Boys. And then an emotional support clown. We got an interview. Big Show on the radio. It is Friday. Here we are. Happy Boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey.
Yeah. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. As we all know, these are tense times in America, and while other people are content just to sit and complain about it, one man is doing his best to help. His name is Claude W. Norvis, and he's an emotional support clown. We have him in the studio. Welcome, Mr. Norvis.
Thank you, John Boy. And oh, please, call me Tom.
Tom?
Yeah, that's my clown name.
Tom the Clown.
That's me. Tom the Emotional Support Clown.
That's a kind of an unusual name for a clown.
Yeah, I know. I spent months trying to find a good clown name. Blubo, Flappy, Stinkbug. I even tried that symbol Prince used. They were all taken. So I chose Tom. Of course, if you have any suggestions.
How about Astronerd?
I think there's already a clown using that.
Yeah, so what made you decide to become an emotional support clown?
Well, that's a good question. Well, you see, John Boy, I'm what some experts refer to as an empath, or someone who can feel what other people are feeling.
Can you tell me what I'm feeling?
Sure, you have to pee.
Man, you're good.
Well, it's that little dance you're doing. It's a dead giveaway.
So what does an emotional support clown do?
My job is to provide a little levity to help take a person's mind off what a crappy world this is. Help them de-stress. You know, the old saying, turn that frown upside down. And it varies by the individual. You know, some folks want the pantomime stuff. The jar that won't open, pushing the door that says pull, got your nose. The booger on that you can't get off your finger is very popular with my younger clients.
That makes sense.
Some folks like the more slapstick approach. Squirting lapel flower, seltzer bottle, and for the right price, I'll do the old pie in the face. Mm. You have to be careful with that one, though. I hit a woman with a banana cream pie. She wound up in the hospital.
Ah, allergic to bananas?
No, she leaned into it.
Ah.
I really laid her out there. I don't want to brag, but I have a pretty good follow-through.
Right. Well, a lot of people need to take emotional support animals on airplanes. So do you do that?
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a hassle, though. The TSA is really interested in the big shoes for some reason. One time I thought I'd have a little fun. I put a little terrorist doll in my shoe, you know, just for a laugh.
Did they laugh?
No, not really.
Well, no offense. It just seems like a clown is an odd choice. So many people are afraid of clowns. pounds.
Well, John Boy, I believe that that's an old wives' tale. Many more people were afraid of me in my last job.
What was that?
I was a dentist. I had to give that up. I tried to combine the two, and apparently people don't want a clown poking around in their mouths.
Well, can't really blame them.
Yeah, that was probably a mistake.
So, Tom the Clown, do you ever get people who just don't respond to any of your bits?
Oh, sure. There's always a few.
So what do you do in those cases? I mean, do you have a secret weapon, something that works every single time?
Absolutely.
Classic. So you carry a good old-fashioned whoopee cushion.
Oh, it's a can't miss, John Boy. Everyone laughs at the whoopee cushion. Even nuns think it's a hoot. But it's odd that people don't chuckle at the real thing.
Hilarious. You're a real pro.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but unfortunately, that wasn't the whoopee cushion.
Oh, so that was...
Yeah, I apologize.
Yikes.
But at least I can wrap this up with another fan favorite.
All right, what's that?
The clenched cheek walk away. Huh. So remember, folks, it's Tom, the emotional support clown. Gotta go, literally.
Still another prize pack for you in less than 30 minutes from right now, y'all. It's a big show. Oh, let somebody better tell me than me. Tell you than me. All right.
John Boy, the big show that's still speaking him up you.
Oh, it's you, Marcel. What am I doing? Well, when I'm not hanging up on racing fat boy and trying to cure Babs of her terminal blondness, I'm listening to my two favorite straight white southern boys, John Boy and Billy on the big show. Oh, Marcel, just stop. No, I won't tell Randy you said hello.
This is Big Show on the radio. It'll be here on Friday morning, January 15th. Tomorrow we got the Saturday edition Big Show. Our boy Randy will be hosting the Best of the Big Show next week because the rest of us on our winter,
tell him the truth. Tell him.
Winter vacation.
Tell him why I'll be doing it. Because he makes me.
Yeah, like it's kind of job description type deal.
We tell you to take it up with the boss, but apparently you are the boss. You're just on paper.
I called myself into the office and had a long talk about it and decided I was going to force me to do it.
Yeah.
Get up in your own face and say, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I fired me for a good 15 minutes.
You do a good job as far as I know.
I know. I keep putting little Easter eggs in the best of shows just to see if he's listening, because if he'd hear them, oh, he'd let me know.
All right, well, I'm going to be down in Hyde County right after Pamlico Sound duck hunt next week. So
sounds made up.
So we get our station down there. Yeah, we got a couple of them, man.
You're not going to be up to listen. To you can take the podcast.
I'm not going to take you in a duck blind. Shh, don't quack right now. Randy's about to do a break.
Wow. I hate you so much.
Man. But today, man, we got a big old show. Coming up in minutes, the legendary George Thorogood. George joins us by a new album he's got coming out. Tickle George wants to talk to y'all here on the big show. And then later this morning, a couple hours, John Reap, his country-ish podcast, will catch up with our boy John. And then, of course, Tom Sorensen will pick all four divisional round games in the NFL, two Saturday, two on Sunday. Okay. That's all planned out, see? Good work. Me? It's not that hard, Randy. Bunch of pro. All right. Still got music now. Okay, I'm going to go on. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win a $50 gift card for Trophy Tree Stands. Hunters love Trophy Tree Stands lounge chair comfort, jaw safety system, and blends in powder coat. Check out their ground blinds, too. Go to thebigshow.com. Click on Trophy Tree Stands. Check it out right now. All right, here's what I've been waiting on the man, Mr. Bad to the Bone himself, George Thorogood. Good morning, George.
Good morning back at you.
Hey, man, thank you for joining us this morning. It is a pleasure and an honor, sir.
Well, likewise.
Man, looking at that, George, what you've done. Been fans, of course, here for ever since you hit the scene, man. And look at that, since 1975, you guys sold over 15 million albums, built a classic catalog of hits, played more than 8,000 ferocious live shows, broke records with your 50 Days, 50 States tour, delivered landmark performances, Live Aid, SNL, became mainstays of radio, MTV, and stages worldwide for more than two generations, and you're just getting started.
Hoo-ah. Well, don't you think that's enough?
No, man, we need more.
No, take a day off, man. You look tired.
I love it, man. And we are just tickled to have you here to tell our listeners about a new album, Live in Boston, 1982, The Complete Concert. So lay that out for us, George.
Well, you know, we were going to do it down south, but you guys were all booked up.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. Okay.
So, you know, hey, you know, you do what you got to do in this business. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Any rate, it's a, you know, after all this time, you mentioned this stuff that we've been doing, and I kind of put this thing into gear about 1970, 71, and set my mind to be doing what it is I'm doing, and that's 50 years, you know. That's a long time. And to think that there's still, you know, like people like yourself that, you know, want me to be on your show, which I'm flattered. The fact that, you know, we're still here. You know, the entertainment business is a tricky business. To stay in it 5 years, 10 years is one thing, but to hold your own for 50 years, I shudder and think there's still somebody wants to put out a record of ours, be it a live record, the best of, or whatever. And there's still top-of-the-line radio people still want to speak to me. So this is my cup runneth over, what can I say?
Man, so I'm guessing this is a great time for this to come out, because 1982 is a long time ago, and so this was probably recorded with all analog equipment and stuff. But digital, they did such amazing things with older content. Now, I bet this has never sounded better than it's about to sound.
Well, there's anything's possible these days. I sure wish the heck someone had had a tape recorder running in Hamburg when the Beatles were tearing the world apart.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe get that thing and you know put that into circulation. So, yeah, it's it pays to stay healthy, fellas, because you never know what could happen.
There you
That's
go.
It. And George, I always like to talk when we talk to an icon and stuff like that. When with your guitar, I want to know how you started, when you picked up the guitar, when you knew that was it for you.
As soon as I did, because I've been fooling around with it for a while, and you know, I do have ears. You know, I know when I hear something. That one can't say. I know when something's great, but I've been listening to records of John Lee Hooker and Robert Johnson and people like that. So when I picked up that sound that came out of my guitar, you know, it's like if you take batting practice and you hit four balls over the center field fence, you know you got something going. So the first time I started playing it, and people started to pay attention, and these were other guitar players as well. So it was pretty early on when I first, and remember, I didn't get into it until I was about 2.5 years out of high school. Mm. I didn't really even touch the guitar.
Wow.
So that came along a little later for me. But when I got into it, I started to raise some eyebrows. And like I say, I could hear what was coming out of the instrument, you know, so that encouraged me. If it came out sounding off, I want to go, forget this, George.
Right. That's right. Hey, man, I sound pretty good. and then the voice, did you sing coming up through high school, or did you just start singing when you picked up your guitar?
Singing? Boy, that's flattering. Let's put it this way. I know the words.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's important.
And the key is very important.
Right.
If you got the words and then key, man, you got it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to sing and know the words, you know, and that was basically it. Once they say, I put a thing around singer, I go, no, Roger Daltrey can sing, okay? Aretha Franklin can sing. You know, I I grunt the vocals out.
Well, you have a good voice the way you use it there, man. That's awesome. So, y'all, we're talking to George Thorogood, a brand new album that is in stores now. Also, of course, available on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, georgethorogood.com as well. It's called Live in Boston, 1982, the complete concert. And I see you got some 12 previously unreleased tracks. Now, this includes hits like Who Do You Love, Bad to the Bone, and Cocaine Blues.
Yeah, that's some real new material, isn't it?
I believe he's mocking you, John.
The only thing was they just weren't on that first concert. Those songs were, not that I know of, but they had put out an album live in Boston, so now they decide they're going to do the entire concert of it. So obviously something must have went right with the initial release if they want to, you know, elaborate on that. So who am I to tell them to stop?
There you go. Hey, if you can release 12 previously unreleased tracks and everybody in the world knows the words to it, you got
right,
it going
right,
on,
right.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good trick.
Everybody knows the words of Thorogood song because there's no three-syllable words in there. So they're easy to remember.
Wow, it's like a roast and you're the only one there.
That is so neat, man.
Hey, I want to give you a chance to talk about, I was looking in your bio and there, talk about, you do a lot of stuff with the Leukemia Society and stuff like that. What is your background with that being one of your pet causes?
Well, it was a organization that my associate Jim Hutt and our manager Adam Condi got me involved with. It was a family member that was diagnosed with leukemia, and it was pretty rough there. Uh-huh. And we had been talking for a while. We had done numerous things over the years, fellas, for, you know, for non-federally funded places, and we wanted to connect to something. This is some serious stuff, you know. So we said, well, you know, everybody does their part. So I said, well, what do you want me to do? And they said, well, you just play the guitar and we'll take care of the rest. But we have, actually, they did something flattering. I think it was in Baltimore, and they made me part of the organization. I got some kind of title with them, which is flattering. Wow. You know, here's a guy that was, I was voted least likely to achieve in high school unanimously. And here I am on the board of the LLS, you know, organization. So that in itself is something. But anyway, the serious part is I'll try to get some cash together for the research. And, you know, it's worthwhile, you see. Yeah, so I think it's something that's standard, you know, that people say things, and so I don't really deserve a pat on the back. Just give us the money.
Okay? Right, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's it, man. That's awesome. Well, George, well, thanks for taking time with us this morning. I know our listeners are excited to get this album live in Boston, 1982, the complete concert, and man, we start moving around again. I would love to get you in the studios when you're down south coming through Charlotte, man.
Yeah, well, next time I come, I'm not going to be this serious. I'm going to be funny.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We appreciate it, man. You everything we hoped you would be, buddy. Listening to you all these years. Big fans. Thank you.
Thanks, George.
God bless you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Hi, Dan. Yeah. How about that, George? He's all right, man.
He's bad.
To the bone. Yeah. Well, sorry, Tim. Well, thanks for not suing us for the dad to the bone deal we got going on here.
He might still be on the phone.
All right, y'all. Well, let's play this John Boyd Jeopardy thing, shall we? Review yesterday's question. We found out the Japanese government funded a group of scientists that were working to determine if earthquakes were actually caused by tail wiggling of this fish.
Catfish.
Catfish.
I think they were catfishing the government to get the money.
It was not. And then China moved on to bats next door, and the whole thing went downhill from there. All right. I'm finished. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Need proof that bigger is better? Well, consider this. The first one of these to be successfully used was in 1928, and it measured only 1.5 inches.
I believe that was the size of the original pizza runt, if I'm not mistaken.
Not much bigger now, so that's not it. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy, and that's... We'll be right back. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling to you Friday. Video today brought to you by Astera Labs. Click on the banner to go to thebigshow.com, where you'll see a video just when you thought it was over. Check it out and get a chance with a friend. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jim Liberty Check Today. And now your host, in the words of Senator Blutarsky, nothing is over until we say it's over. He's John Moore.
And yeah, let's say hey to Sam out of Magnolia, North Carolina. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning.
Good up there.
Hey, man, we all right, buddy. Hope you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a little early, but we're doing it.
Sounding good. All right, Sam. Well, let's see what you got, buddy. First up, if you need proof that bigger is better, consider this. The first one of these to be successfully used was in 1928, and it measured only 1.5 inches.
I'm going to have to say a nose.
You say a nose.
Right.
Is it a nose?
Seven!
The survey guy was going, really?
It's early.
The first nose ever used successfully.
1928.
Yeah, yes. I remember it.
Maybe talking about one of them, you know, prosthetic noses
nope,
you put on.
I think he was talking about the thing on your face.
Let me give a shout out to my people.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, Sam, you give your shout out, buddy.
WSFL 106.5, I knew. Listen to them every day.
Yes, sir. That is
listen
awesome.
To you every
man.
Morning.
That is neat, man. Yeah, that's one of our very first stations we had, man. Still going strong down there in eastern North Carolina. We appreciate you, Sam. You breathe
thank
easy.
You, all
right, man. Trying to work the nose thing to make Sam feel better.
Yeah. Good job.
All right. Let's go to Steve. He's up in Johnson City, Tennessee. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
We're good, man.
And Steve, if it helps you, nose has already been guessed.
Yeah, so bigger is better. The first one successfully used was in 1928. It measured only 1.5 inches. What you got, Steve?
I'm going to go with television.
Is it television?
Seven!
That's what it is.
But it did stink.
1.5 inches.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's awesome. Man, Steve, good work, buddy. You got that gift card for our buds at Trophy Tree Stands. We'll get it up to you.
Well, I appreciate it, John Boy. Can I give a shout-out?
You know you can.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the Tennessee Volunteers basketball team. They're having a great season so far, and I hope they go a long way.
That's right, man. Go Vols. You got it, Steve. Will you hang on, Jackie? Hook you up.
All right. Thanks a lot, John Boy.
Bottom of the hour, time of the top of your news. Right on the other side. We don't want to work, want to bang on the drum. And then we'll have fun in a playhouse in 20 minutes. Show's on the radio. 20 minutes away from jumping in the playhouse. I'm midway through the Friday show. Get our Friday song, blood pumping. Hit it.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you've got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Never see some other daddy boy. I don't
working here.
The workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign? Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little. Well, but we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay? When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down. I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as proud as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Lighten up, Francis.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio.
All right, ready for our breakfast theater. All right, get to Playhouse. Jackie, set us up there, baby. Lock a door, shut the windows. All right, we ready?
Oh, my gosh, what are you planning?
Keep it tight. Okay, right. And action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Hibbity Jibbity List. As our story opens, Ricky B. Sharp is returning home at 6 p.m. on a Friday evening.
What that do la di la di oh, Lucy! Where are you at, sweet cheeks? I brung dinner. Get this. Some pot licker called in 2 large pepperoni and onion with extra cheese and never picked them up. Well, you're welcome.
Help yourself, Ricky. I ain't really hungry.
Now, hold on. Dothan's most beloved fast food mascot personally delivers a double dose of your all-time favorite pie, and you ain't hungry?
Ricky, sit down. We need to talk.
Uh-oh. About what?
Well, I went for my checkup today, and the doctor found something really weird.
That Van Halen tattoo on your left butt cheek? I thought you always stuck a Band-Aid to cover it up.
It ain't date by tattoo, Ricky. The doc says I got a rare heart condition.
Heart condition?
But it's only dangerous when you're involved in sexual activity. It damages your heart every time you do the deed.
Lucy, are you saying doing the hibbity-jibbity could kill you?
No, not the first time, nor even the time after that. The doc says most folks ain't in danger till they've done it about 10 times.
Oh. Is he sure about this?
Yep. He says, I need to prepare for it. See, when most folks hear they got this heart thing, they say, well, then I'm never doing the hibbity-jibbity again. But they don't stick to it. And most folks start thinking, well, if I got 10 more times left, I ought to plan them out in advance. So they sit down and make a list.
Yeah, well, I reckon that makes sense. So are you saying we need to make a list?
Nope, I already made it.
You did? Can I see it?
Ricky, you don't want to see this list.
How come?
Because your name ain't on it.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
If George Clooney's on that list, I'm going to wail a car out of you.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old South African heart surgeon say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey there, this your old pal Justin LeBlanc. When I'm not mooching some of that fine Jacques Daniel whiskey and a plate of right fine gumbo off my best friend Woodrow Boudreaux and that sassy sack of wife of his old Lisbon, I'm listening to those two wacky Cajun John Boy and Billy right there on that there Big Show. Woo-wee, they is funny, I guarantee.
Big Show on the radio rolling through your Friday. Yeah, we got a lot to cram in here in the next 30 minutes. In minutes, John Reap on Zoom from his country-ish podcast. Easiest way for you to win on a current events quiz. Time capsule dug up after your news at the bottom of the hour. So got a lot to do, so let's cram it.
Let's get cramming.
Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play the current events quiz. If you take C, you'll get a $50 gift card for Trophy Tree Stands. Hunters love Trophy Tree Stands lounge chair comfort, jaw safety system, and blends in powder coat. Check out the ground blinds, too. Go to BigShow.com. Click on the Trophy Tree Stands banner. When you get a chance, visit BigShow.com. All right, time for our buddy John Reap to join us via Zoom. He's the host of the Country-ish podcast, our podcast brother in the world of podcasts. Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you guys?
Man, we're awesome. We're awesome. Looking forward to you this morning. We always love you doing well.
I got a better sort of a feel good. It's like a feel good small town news story, you know?
Okay.
I think it's time for us to feel good. And I think this story will make you feel good. So let's do it, huh?
We're just small town dudes with small town news. Breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Make us feel good, buddy.
All right. A 9-year-old boy, an Alabama boy, saves his sister during a carjacking that involved two Mississippi men. That's right. A 9-year-old Ethan Walker is being called a hero after police say he saved his sister during a carjacking in Alabama on Thursday. Have you guys ever had any problem like that? You ever been carjacked?
No. I had a guy coming up when it was years ago when I was uptown. It was kind of a dark alley waiting to pick somebody up. and he was walking toward me, looked suspicious, and I just let him see my Glock 9mm, and he immediately turned around.
That is a good deterrent. I used to work at a Goodyear, so I have jacked up many cars.
Yeah. Right.
I've never jacked one off of someone.
Right.
You know. Two Jackson men were subsequently arrested and accused of the carjacking. Now, that's two men from Jackson, Mississippi, not two right. Jacks, like, you know.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Two of the Jackson Five, you know. Okay. Actually, I did talk to Alan Jackson. Mm. I reached out to him, and he said, although he is crazy about Mercury, he's not into jacking cars. Yeah. He's more into jacking jet skis.
Mm-hmm. He will get on the jet ski, won't he? Yeah.
So all this happened in Alabama in a town called Moody. The Moody Police Department. I just love reading that sentence. The Moody Police Department said the woman was robbed at gunpoint as she finished getting gas for her car. And that's fun to say. The Moody, you can't rely on the Moody Police Department. You know, they're like, hey, you call them up. Hey, yeah, I need some help. My car just got jacked, and they're like, you know, I'm not feeling it. And I got the blues. It's just the old Moody blues. I can't get out of it. Also, let that be a lesson, just FYI, for future carjackers. Mm-hmm. Always make sure your victim is finished putting the gas in the car before you jack it off of them. You know, so that way, you know, it's a full tank and you get your money.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. A man police identified as Kendarian Torin, 18 years old, of Jackson, got out of a parked SUV on the opposite side of the pump, and he jumped into the driver's seat of the woman's car. He then pointed a gun at the woman when she tried to stop him. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm blaming this whole thing on that video game, Grand Theft Auto.
Well,
have you heard of this game?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, seriously, ever since that game has been out, carjackings have went up. But I do have a solution. We'll nip it in the bud. We'll get ahead of this whole thing. We hold like a big fake Grand Theft Auto convention, and it's free. Mm. And whoever shows up, we just put them in jail.
Hey, there you go. To me, the craziest thing to me about Grand Theft Auto is, no matter where you're coming from, you can always find a parking place right in front of the place you're stopping.
That's cool.
That's so unrealistic. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played it in a while, but are there cops on Grand Theft Auto? Yeah.
If they are, they're not doing a very good job.
Yeah, there are.
They're moody.
The moody police.
They need meter maids on Grand Theft Auto. Okay, she says the woman's two children were in the back of the car during the whole deal. Mm. Her 9-year-old son got out of the car and ran around to the other side, pulling his 5-year-old sister out of the car to safety.
Wow, cool.
So this kid, Ethan Walker, is like a hero. But I got to be honest, you know, I got a little brother. Mm. And had something like this happen to me at that age, I might have said, take him.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I don't
with
want
my brother
kid.
Now.
So you would have been like Mario throwing Luigi under the bus, basically.
Yeah. Do you guys have brothers or sisters? What would you have done at that age?
Definitely. Take him.
I don't know if I could think quick at that age.
You know what? I'd probably jump in with them. Take me.
All right. Where are we going?
Yeah. I'd rather go with you than explain to mom how this happened. Yeah.
Well, the good news is this kid, Ethan Walker, will never, ever lose an argument for the rest of his life with his sister.
Right, right.
That would be
mom,
something you could
Ethan won't stop touching me. Well, honey, he did save your life.
That's right.
It says his actions have been described as an incredible act of bravery and composure. So, I think this kid needs a medal or something.
Man, that's awesome. Good work,
Ethan.
Like,
Congressional Badge of Bravery, I think. I looked that up. I think that's a thing. Maybe we send him to Washington. Have him guard the Capitol. Let's start there. Chief Thomas Hunt will recognize the boy for saving his sister at a later date. Eric White, 23, of Jackson, was also identified by police as the second man in the SUV, which was also stolen from Jackson the previous day. So, citizens of Jackson, Mississippi, please lock your doors.
Really?
Or maybe we start this back at the gas stations in Jackson. Hire security guards, but I say we dress them up like those old gas station attendants with the little paper hats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bring back that little bell noise when you pull in. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Steve Martin and the Jerk.
I'm picturing Goober's outfit in Mayberry.
Yeah,
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 yeah. Yeah. I do it.
Every gas station needs one jerk or one goober just hanging out, and I guarantee you the carjackings will go down. Mm. In a joint effort from Alabama and Mississippi police, Torin and White were taken into custody by the sheriff's office after a brief car chase through Mississippi. So good news is these guys are in jail, locked up, hopefully getting their butts all jacked up as we speak. Both men will face multiple felony charges for armed robbery and vehicle theft. Now, there is a brief
Could it be
video.
Grand Theft Auto? Because it should be. Since it's not
right. That should be the main one right out the gate.
Right.
There is a brief video of this on Facebook. A local news station talked to him. They show the car, and it was wrecked in a ditch. The family was interviewed, but they're all wearing masks, and you can't really understand them. But if you want to see what this kid looks like, or the family, or if you want to reach out to them and say that a boy, we have that whole story up on countryish.com. So check it out.
Cool.
And
right.
Thank you.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Yes, sir, John. We'll see you next week, my boy.
You got it.
Thanks, I did. Well, let's play this current events quiz, Bentley. What are we dealing with?
Man in Brazil claims to be the oldest man in the world by a lot.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line across America. Take C. You win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Friday. Video today brought to you by Astera Labs. That pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC, no bitter aftertaste. A video just when you thought it was over. Check it out and make a daily visit to BigShow.com. Hey, right now, girl. And we got Michelle from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy.
Good morning. All right, Michelle, you ready to win?
I sure am.
All right, well, let's do it.
Well, London's Daily Telegraph newspaper published an interview with a man in Pedra Blanca, Brazil. José dos Santos has a birth certificate that says he was born on July 7th, 1888. The document hasn't been officially verified, but if it's real, it will make him the oldest man in the world at an incredible 132 years old.
Wow.
The paper says Jose is a lifelong bachelor with no children who lives on his own. Despite his pack-a-day cigarette habit, he basically has no major health problems. And he says his secret to a long and happy life is A, staying active, B, taking it one day at a time, or C, being a lifelong bachelor with no children who lives on his own.
What you got, Michelle?
I don't know. They all sound pretty good, but I think I'm going to go with C.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, you got your prize pack. We'll get it to you down Myrtle Beach.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's jump out. Catch you up on your news right on the other side. Our time capsule for this January 15th. Hang on for life.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Got a hankering for steak, but don't want to break the bank to get it? Cowboy Greg Warren says bring the wife and doggies on down to One Star Steakhouse and Saloon. You know, five-star cuisine is highly overrated. You got to get all dressed up for it. And the portions are a tad skimpy, and they're always trying to push something you never heard of on you, like chipotle this or a tilapia that. A good old medium rare sirloin with a baked potato and a side of onion rings was good enough for your daddy. Greg reckons it's good enough for you too. But don't take our word for it. Listen to these marginally satisfied one-star customers.
It was okay, I guess.
I reckon I've had worse.
Come on out during our big grand opening celebration this weekend. Buy one entree at regular price, get another one for the price of another one. It's two for the price of both all weekend long. And every one-star meal includes unlimited country crock spread and one-star's soon-to-be-famous bottomless crouton bowl on our four-item salad bar. You're a one-star guy. Come to the place that understands you. One Star Steakhouse and Saloon. One star food for one star people. Located on State Road 23 near the frontage road in the old Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon. In fact, hell, all we did was take the L off the sign and print up some new menus. So next time your belly's hollering steak, make it a one star night. One Star Steakhouse and Saloon. When good enough is good enough.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former personal stylist to Abe Vigoda, Carmack the Magnificent.
That guy could wear a tie, I tell you.
Carmack, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four could plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Russell Crowe's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. So no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, in your mystical and semi-divine way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Well, here's envelope number one.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who keeps the Real Plastic Surgeons of Beverly Hills in business?
Yeah. Seems like they have some work done. Mm. We're at envelope number two.
COVID-19 and Deadpool 2.
COVID-19 and Deadpool 2.
What was the final score of the COVID Deadpool game? Thank you.
Envelope number three.
The Raiders, the Steelers, and the Bills.
The Raiders, the Steelers, and the Bills.
Name three things people don't like about Congress. I tell you that right now.
We're at envelope number four.
Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans.
Describe Dolly Parton in a sports bra.
Envelope number five.
Secretariat.
Secretariat.
Name a horse that can type 80 words a minute.
They type that script?
Yeah. Envelope number six.
Picking strawberries, washing a car, and a date with Kathy Griffin.
Picking strawberries, washing a car, and a date with Kathy Griffin.
Name three things you really need a bucket for. Thank you.
We're at envelope number 7.
Pootie Tang.
Oh, boy.
Pootie Tang.
What's the all-time worst-selling flavor of Tang?
We're at envelope number 8.
Wow.
All systems go.
All systems go.
What happens when you take Claritin, X-Lax, and Viagra at the same time?
And we're at envelope number 9.
Almondinger.
Almondinger.
What's the weirdest thing Dickie Betts ever saw backstage at a concert?
Think about it. Mm-hmm. All right, we got it. And Tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
May a lonely camel moisten your hot pocket.
Final envelope.
Pearl, a squirrel, and John Boy.
Hmm. Pearl, a squirrel, and John Boy.
Name three things at Booger Branch that pee outdoors.
That is Tarmac the Magnificent.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I stand on the hill, but not for a thrill, for the breath of a fresh keel. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul. And then, like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of off-center. Leaving his soul. Parting the waters of the medulla oblongata with John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah.
Good morning. It is a Big Show on the Radio Friday, January 15th. John Boy and Billy Pillars and Tater and Randy and Andy behind the glass, our girl Jackie. What's on your mind, baby?
I want to give a shameless plug.
All right.
To a young man named Matthew. So my guy David found him on the internet to clean carpet.
Uh-huh.
And I said to David, you going to leave me in the house with a man by myself that I don't know? He said, yeah, and I'm more worried about him than I am you.
It's not like he found him on Tinder.
Oh, no. He turned out to be a cutie patootie, but I behaved myself. He is a huge John Boy and Billy fan. Their whole company is. And it's called Oxy, O-X-I, Fresh. Oxy Fresh. If you're in the area, they do a fantastic job. You know how most people come in to clean your carpet and there's this big thing that has to come in the door? Mm-hmm. None of that. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely wonderful. Oh. Matthew, I love you. I thank you. 704-780-1998. Call them, y'all. 704-780-1998. It's worth it.
OxyFresh. I thought that was a rapper.
It might be. They probably took his
name.
That's
Little OxyFresh. Little OxyFresh.
Thank you. I said, I'm going to tell the boys, ask me, let me say hi to you. They're huge fans of John Boy and Billy.
All right, awesome,
he was so
man.
Tickled to learn I worked for y'all.
Well, good
didn't
deal.
Give me no discount,
good
though.
Good deal.
So, I was going to say, you got any gift cards out of this deal? Okay.
And when David came back, she had to let him out. So everything was all right, good. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Big old bucket with John Boy and Billy Big Show on it and everything you need to keep your ride looking good, man. That's some good stuff. And by the way, if you go to thebigshow.com, you click on the Liquid Performance banner, you'll get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products. All you got to do is enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for the big old bucket of Liquid Performance in a sec. Right now, joining us, our man, Tom Sorensen. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, man. Liquid Performance sounds like a good deal.
It is, man. We'll save you a bucket when you get back in the studio there, buddy.
His car hasn't been washed since he bought it.
Well, no, Miriam is washing it now.
Uh-huh. Good work. Yeah, good.
Okay, no, she's not.
All right, Tom. Well, last week in the Super Wild Card weekend, you went 4-2. Ones you got right, you had Buffalo beating Indianapolis. They did, 27-24. Tampa Bay over Washington, they won 31-23. You had New Orleans over Chicago, they beat the Bears 21-9. And Baltimore beat Tennessee. I was hoping you was wrong on that one, but the Ravens pulled it out 20-13.
I like, I've liked the Titans all year. I just think the Ravens right now are playing as well as anybody in the NFL. And couldn't go against him.
And that defense, man, they sure enough handled Derrick Henry. And he just never really got going on the ground there. And look at that.
And Lamar Jackson. Did you see that run of his?
Yes.
There's one run where I think it's going to be 5 yards, it's going to be 10. Now it's 50. I mean, he just – I don't know who else in the league can do that. But when your quarterback can do that, you got a chance to score against anybody.
Sure enough, man. And, Tampa Bay, well, they're going good, man. You know, was pulling for Ron and Coach up there at Washington, but just didn't have enough against the Buccaneers.
Nah, too much offense, too much Brady. It was close. They had a chance, and, they worked. I mean, they're one of those underdogs that's really easy to like, but they just had insufficient talent, and wish them luck next season.
That's it. And Buffalo continues looking good. They barely made it by the Colts, 27-24.
You know, they've had a really good season, but it's been so long. And Allen, quarterback, is so young. I just think maybe they needed one game to get under him. And Colts are a good team. Colts have a really good defense. And Phillip Rivers had one more chance. And Buffalo pulled it out.
Yeah. And the two you lost, the Rams beat Seattle. That was a shocker, 30-20 on that, man. Seattle just didn't have enough for the Rams.
Now, Rams have maybe the best defense in the league. You knew that going in. But Seattle beat them a few weeks ago, and both of L.A.'s quarterbacks are banged up. But, you know, Seattle's offense was so good so early behind Russell Wilson. But Pete Carroll, the Seattle coach, he is not a high-risk kind of coach. And they just could never get Wilson untracked. Their offensive line, Seattle's got handled. Their defensive line, Seattle's got handled. And it was just, you know, I admit it. I picked before the season began, I felt good about Seattle. Yeah. And halfway through the season, I felt good about them. I thought they'd win the whole thing, but apparently I was wrong.
Well, would you agree the biggest shocker of the weekend was Cleveland beating Pittsburgh 48-37? Oh. Can you believe how that game started?
Oh, my God. The first play of the game, Roethlisberger's back. He's got an all-pro center in front of him. And the hike was so high that it would have been over Shaquille O'Neal's head. I mean, it just goes flying through the air and bouncing and Cleveland recovers in the end zone, and then Roethlisberger, Big Ben, Old Ben, just keeps getting picked off. And Cleveland, the end of one quarter, was 28-0. And, of course, Pittsburgh made a run. You knew that was coming, but it was not enough. And I'll tell you, man, Cleveland was good. They got their first playoff victory since, and I still think this number is amazing, since 1994. And I feel good for those fans who've been waiting. The dog pound. So long.
No, man. That was something. So we have 7 games left this season. Super Bowl will be February 7th in Tampa. And we'll see what you think about Tampa's chances this weekend, or two games Saturday and two Sunday. We will say that you have hit your lock three straight weeks. You had Baltimore beating Tennessee by three, and they beat them by seven. So you were on the locks.
Well, thank you. I was hoping I wouldn't have to bring that up. You waited a long time, but you did. You brought it up, so thank you.
You got it. And we will see your picks here in a little less than 30 minutes. Tom, you hang on with us, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, John Boy.
I did. Well, let's play our wordy word game. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up. Play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, running through you Friday morning. Video today brought to you by Astera Labs. And pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC. No better aftertaste. Got a Kentucky man clearing the snow off his driveway with a flamethrower. Good job, Kentucky. Check it out to BigShow.com. Be taking the classic bid requests off the wall coming up in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bit of wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Tammy from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Mark from Elmore, Alabama. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, John Boy.
Good morning, buddy. All right, then, the teams. Mark, Tater, and Randy.
You sure we can't talk you out of this, Mark?
Tammy, John Boy, and Billy. All right, we got it set up. Let's do it here. All right, Mark, you relax. Me and Tammy will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. Are you ready, Tammy?
Gonna give it my best shot.
All righty, well, let's see what we can do.
Oh, boy.
I remember this from yesterday. All right. Start the clock now. The Charlie Brown comic strip, the name of it was, okay, you eat these. Mr. Blank with a top hat is the character for it. They're legumes. What?
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, Peanut. All right. A blank Davidson motorcycle. A blank Davidson.
Harley.
Yes. All right. Blank and a haircut. Two bits. You do this in the morning if you're a guy on your face.
Shave.
All right.
Some girls do it. I dated a few.
All right. We put a three on the board. Look at you.
See, it's hard. Yeah, you owe me a bit of an apology.
All right. Here we go.
I started to go, Saint Jimmy Carter.
All right, Mark, you are up with Tater.
All right.
All right.
Tater, you're a little low. Did you turn your mic
down? Hey, Tater.
No, I just wasn't shouting. Is that better?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, good. As long as Mark can hear you, we're ready. All right.
Marky Mark.
All right. Start the clock now.
If you cut yourself open, you may go to the hospital to get these.
Stitches.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is all oil is made out of this. They also go in a martini. Blank oil.
Olive.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Yeah. You say this before you eat. They say it's the prayer. They say what? It's also a girl's
Great.
Name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rhymes with it. A car blank when they're zooming around. A car, like a police blank when he's after you.
Rhymes with it. Right there, the buzzer. Hey, three on the board, so it is tied up after round one. So here we go into round two. All right, Tammy, you and Billy, are you ready?
Ready.
And you're picking up on that last one. Ready, go.
When somebody's running from you, you're trying to catch them, that's called a what?
Chase.
Yes.
Chase.
Chase. Rhymes with it. Yeah, the front of your head is your what?
Face.
Yeah.
Yep. When you hit a double, you go to second what?
Face.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, man, get off my blank. Still rhyming.
Place.
No. A policeman Place. Tries to solve a what? Yes, there you go. All I see.
Case.
All right. Well, you got a four added to the three, a total of seven for Tammy.
I'm just glad legumes were not involved in that one.
All right, Mark and Randy, you need four to tie. Five will win. All right.
Still rhyming.
You ready, Mark?
All right.
Okay. And go.
Chantilly Blank. It was a song. It's also that pretty frilly stuff.
Lace.
Yes.
Lace.
That's right. All right. So it rhymes with it. This is what NASCAR does.
Pace.
No. The event.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
All right. Rhymes with it. It's what you put a flower in.
Space.
Yep. All right. We're done rhyming. This is a fruit. It's large, has seeds in it. It's red on the inside, green on the outside. Usually eat it in the summer.
Watermelon.
Yep.
Tied up.
All right. This is what the...
What the...
Wow. Okay. Enough to tie. And that means we go to overtime. An extra 30 seconds. All right. Tammy, you get an extra 30. Who you want, me or Billy?
Billy.
All right. Ready? Go.
When you pull somebody out of the ocean when they're drowning, what did you do for them? You just blanked them.
Saved them.
Are you called? You
rescued.
Call, yeah. There you go. Let's see. You sing these kind of songs in church.
Hymns.
Yeah.
Yep. They give you two for blanking when they're hitting you on the arm when you're a kid. Two for blanking. It's like when you draw back.
No, she's not going to.
No, she's never heard that. It's a legume. Does that help?
All right. Two on the board for Tammy. All right. Mark, who you want for your extra 30 to start off with? Randy or Tater?
Let's go with Randy.
All right. Look at that. All right. He's putting faith in you, Randy. Don't let him down.
Oh, stop with the pressure.
Two will tie. Three will win. And you're picking up on that last one. Ready? Go.
So if somebody pretends to hit you and you jump, what is that called? And you get two punches for doing it.
Oh, God.
It kind of sounds like, oh, it's a terrible thing, but it kind of sounds like what we used to call hang. Yes,
thank you
for saving. All right, so first, second, third, these are what? Not bases, but with students. I'm in the sixth. Say it again.
Grade.
There you go.
Grade at the buzzer. It is tied up again.
No.
We go to double overtime. All right. Double overtime. All right. Tammy, me and you for another 30. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Start the clock now. When you have these and somebody scares you, to get rid of them.
Hiccup.
Yeah. All right. This is where Italy is. If you are from Italy, you are an... What race are you? A blank restaurant. A blank restaurant where you get spaghetti.
Italian.
Yes.
Italian.
All right. Santa Claus was fat and...
Jolly.
Yes. All right. A four-leaf clover is considered...
Good luck.
Let's say it.
Nope.
All right. Three on the board then. All right. So, Mark and Tater, y'all need three to end this game in a tie, or four to win it all.
All right.
You ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one, go.
The breakfast cereal, Blink Charms.
Ooh. Lucky.
Yes. This is what you put up on a sailboat.
A sail.
But
what?
It's the...
Oh, sorry.
It's the pole. It's a...
Bow.
I can't pass.
Can't pass.
Oh, he did say it.
He did say it. Yeah.
Oh, he did? Oh, what? I can't.
Tied up.
Can't.
No, it's not.
Blank lights. They glow. Bar signs.
Yeah. Little late. So Tammy wins in double overtime, 3-2. Is that what came out? Game. Well, Mark, you can try again anytime, buddy. Good game. But me and Tammy just kind of pulled it out on you.
Shut up.
Hey, that's a damn boy. I'm Jordan. Can I give a shout out?
Yes, of course you can.
To all the legumes.
Hey, I just want to say, Roll Tide, we're going to win another championship.
I hear you, buddy. Good luck, Mark. We appreciate you down there in Elmore. And Tammy, look at you. Prize pack headed over to Murfreesboro. Congratulations.
All righty. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request for the morning. We got Michael Hicks out of Sybilisville, Maryland.
Now, are right. you making that close? Up?
Sybilisville. Sybilis. Somewhere in Maryland. All right. Michael says.
It seems like you get further from it the more you say it. Yeah.
Michael says, I'd like to hear any of Rayford's old opinion pieces or editorials. Some good common sense. Like this humor. Do us all good. Well, all right, Michael, good request. We'll get you some Rafe. Up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bit request this morning. Michael Hicks, out of Maryland.
There you
somewhere
go.
Somewhere close to Sybilisville.
No, he had to do
all
it.
Right, I gotta try. All right, old Rafe Rave. Here we go.
Rafe it again with some gems from the weird. I got to laughing at something in this story here that I'd missed. The guy's name.
Oh, boy.
It floats sometimes. You know, week before last, we told you about record-holding water treader Moon Hufstetler swimming 55 miles on the Catawba River to help commemorate my 55 years in broadcasting and practicing for his next big swim all the way down the Mississippi River. Well, here's a man who plans to swim the New York City sewer system. Dateline, Weekly World News, New York City. A courageous garbage man is demanding his right to swim the length of the city's sewer system from one end to the other just to prove that the wastewater festering under the city streets is nowhere near as toxic as it's cracked up to be. The man, Arthur Turdmore, told the Weekly World News, all of this whining about pollution makes me sick. Mr. Turdmore says, he says, I'm going to swim the sewer to show the world that a man as healthy as he makes up his mind to be. Mr. Turdmore's. He says he's learned that it may be easier to dog paddle through the sewer than to negotiate Big Apple bureaucracy. They got me loaded up with paperwork running from one office to another for permits like I was some kind of hamster in a maze. The would-be marathon swimmer would also like to obtain some financial sponsors. Says it's been difficult to attract attention from the press. Who says that? Mr. Turdmore. I'm Billy Robert E. Rayford, swimming against the stream on the John Boy and Billy Show.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio Friday, January 15th. And our Friday morning quarterback, Tom Sorensen, is with us as he has been all year long. Well, Tom, you got to look back. This has got to be one of the weirdest NFL seasons.
Don't oversell it. It's only 2 weeks
ever
into the year.
You know? I'm not going back when this thing started, man. That's something. So every game was played. There was no games that had to be missed.
You're right. We talked about it, and no other league has been able to do this. And they, you know, they play games on Tuesday afternoon. They play them in sites that they weren't supposed to, or at least had not been scheduled. But I give the NFL credit. I mean, players, for the most part, stuck to the COVID-19 protocols, and they got every game in. And it's when you look at it, it's been an amazing ride. And I tell you, I like who they have left. I like all the remaining games. I like all the remaining teams, except for the Rams who beat my Seahawks. But I think it's just going to be a really cool weekend. And I think next Sunday in the conference championships and then the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay with your man the weekend performing at halftime. And I think it's going to be good.
Well, last week you went 4-2 for the playoffs. You are 12-6-1. And I'm sorry, that's your locks for the whole season, 12-6-1. But we will point out, as we did, you've hit your lock 3 straight weeks. So 4-2 last weekend, you got your lock. So here we go, buddy. There are 8 teams remaining, 4 games. There are 2 games on Saturday. The first game will be 4:35 p.m. Eastern on the Fox Network. You got the 10-6 L.A. Rams at the 13-3 Green Bay Packers. One of the teams that had a bye, Green Bay, last weekend.
In Los Angeles, people wear coats when it's 60 degrees. And I don't know how they're going to do in Green Bay. It's not going to be terrible. A high is supposed to be 34 on Saturday. I think Green Bay just has too much. L.A. is banged up, and I like that defense. But you know, you give a team an extra week to prepare, and they're playing on the frozen tundra. And I just think that I don't see this one being particularly close. I like the Packers.
So easy win for Green Bay, say. And then 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night on NBC, the 11-5 Baltimore Ravens at the 13-3 Buffalo Bills.
Boy, this is, I think, the game of the weekend. I mean, this is one I really want to see. And Bills have just had a fantastic season, and those fans have been waiting a long, long time. And they're not just winning. They're fun to watch. And but Baltimore, boy, they have been good. And last week, Baltimore leads the league in rushing. And Buffalo gave up 5.4 yards per carry. And I think they are really going to struggle to stop Lamar Jackson and that whole rushing game for Baltimore. If Jackson can pass, if he is on it, Baltimore is going to win this game, and he is going to be on it. Baltimore is a 2-point underdog, but they win it by 3. And for the third straight week, they are my lock of the week.
Ooh, how about that? So Buffalo actually favored by 2 points. So you say Baltimore will cover for your lock of the week in Buffalo. All right. And then Sunday, we got a 3:05 p.m. Eastern game on CBS. The 11-5 Cleveland Browns at the 14-2 coming off a bye week Kansas City Chiefs.
I tell you, last year at this time, KC was playing Houston. They were down, and you remember, they were down 24-0, which was amazing. You know, people were just shocked. I mean, KC had cruised to the season. They're down 24-0. They come back and win it 51-31. But they have not been that team lately. I tell you, they have not won by more than 6 points, the Chiefs haven't, since week 8. I mean, every game has been 6 points or fewer. They've been playing close, and Mahomes has not been his usual self. All that said, I think they just had too much for Cleveland. These guys are really good, and you give a team with a coach like Andy Reid an extra week to prepare. They had the bye last week. I think they're just going to be too much. I do think Cleveland hangs in. I think it's close after three quarters, but I think Casey pulls this one out.
All right. Egg and the Chiefs, your other Super Bowl pick before the beginning of the season, by the way.
Thank you.
And then it is Sunday evening, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox, 11-5 Tampa Bay at 12-4 New Orleans. Will this be the third time they play this year, Tom?
It will be. And the other ones, New Orleans has handled them. And one of them, they were up by 17, one by 11. The other one, they won by 35. And as you know, these quarterbacks are not young. Drew Brees for New Orleans and Tom Brady for New England. Somebody said this game should be played on the History Channel. I wish I thought of that. But I can't take credit for it. But I tell you, I think here's what's going to happen. Brady has to go deep. I mean, he is not the way that offense is designed. You throw deep. And I think that the New Orleans rush is going to get to him. Brees, conversely, does not throw deep anymore. He's more like a point guard than a quarterback. He's just getting rid of that ball as quickly as anybody ever has. And he's finding Alvin Kamara. He's finding receivers. And I think I don't think this one is particularly close. I think the Saints win it and move on.
All righty. The Saints going to beat them three times this year. Go to our man Tom. And once again, the lock of the week is Baltimore beating Buffalo in Buffalo. All right. Should be a good weekend, Tom. So we'll meet back. Oh, doggone it. We're on our winter vacation next week, Tom. So make sure Tater puts your two conference championships up on our Facebook page.
Hey, wait, Tom, I'll be here. You can call. We'll talk computers.
that's a good idea. Tom and Randy will handle it.
No, then we have to patch John Boy into that, make it a conference.
Who's got time to pull that off? Yeah.
All right, Tom. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, man.
You guys, I'll have a great weekend. Thanks very much.
Thanks, all right, buddy. Let's get it, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, y'all, the Saturday edition Big Show happens first thing in the morning. Kick your weekend off with us. And Randy may be having the best of next week.
Oh, shut up.
We love you. We mean it.
You two go home. I can stay here as long as it takes.